This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know that we talk a lot about trade and the effects it has on the ag economy. We've heard concerns from ag groups about the trade situation and their worries that the administration isn't being as aggressive on trade as possible. We'll hear from U.S. Trade Representative Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCallop next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
During the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch event, Doug McCallop, the chief ag negotiator of the U.S. Trade Representative's office, talked with the group of farm broadcasters about the concerns that they are having about the trade situation. First of all, he led off by talking about what the role of chief ag negotiator is all about.
My role is to advocate on behalf of farmers and ranchers to get the most favorable conditions on trade possible, to open up market access, to get us in a position where we can sell more product, and to be in a position to let those who market and do deals come in afterwards and execute on that opportunity.
McCallop told broadcasters that we're experiencing one of the highest value years in ag trade that we've ever had, and he ran out the numbers from the last couple of years.
Well, basically, we were at $200 billion farm exports last year. We're at $179 the most recent year that was counted. Those last three, it was 177, 200, and almost 180 billion are the highest 3 years on record. If you want to just compare, go back like 4 or 5 years, it was around $130 billion. So undoubtedly, the amount of farm exports are very healthy. We want to do more. I'm not, you know, none of us are pleased with that as being an end result, but we always want to drive for better. But we would be remiss if we didn't say that those numbers have been very strong the last few years.
Now, of course, you can take that with a grain of salt. We all know you can't go anywhere these days, and you're not getting the same value for the things you purchase, no matter how strong some claim the economy is. So when pressed on why we have such a large amount of ag products not moving, despite the numbers being high, McCallop responded this way.
Part of the reason that you're seeing high numbers on the import side by dollar is that there are a lot of really high dollar commodities that are being purchased because the U.S. economy is so strong. I'll use biofuels as an example. We're the number one producer of biofuel in the world. We're also probably the number one importer of biofuel as well. So our economy is booming. A lot of other nations are not. Our dollar is very strong. Many other nations are not. We have the lowest unemployment since, you know, right after World War II. So we've got consumers that are buying tropical fruits and distilled spirits and coffee and you name it, and they're buying high dollar versions of those things. So those all pump up the import numbers, and they make the balance look different than what it really is. But
now, of course, there is something to be said about what consumers do spend their money on, but it seems that you can take that trade situation any way you want. It can be good or bad, depending on who you ask and which party is making the policy. That, again, was U.S. Trade Representative Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCallop. He talked with us at Washington Watch here at the NAFB convention in D.C. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.